You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are cetaceans? And that's spelled C-E-T-A-C-E-A-N-S. It's a fancy word for the whales, dolphins, and porpoises. There are two primary groups of cetaceans. The toothed whales have teeth to catch, bite, and chew food like fish, squid, or seals. And this includes things like the sperm whale, orca, or killer whale, and the dolphins. The other grouping, the baleen whales, and that's spelled B-A-L-E-E-N. Baleen looks like a bunch of brushes or combs or rows of hairy plates. It's made out of a material called keratin, which is what human fingernails are made of. Baleen whales are filter feeders. That means they draw in a huge mouthful of water, close their mouths, and then strain or push the water out of their mouth so that the water is passing through those baleen combs. And then tiny animals such as small fish or shrimp-like krill or microscopic plankton will remain on the baleen for the animal to eat. This group includes the blue, humpback, right, and bowhead whales. Cetaceans get their name from the Latin word cetus, C-E-T-U-S, meaning whale or sea monster. Here's an experiment to show how whales feed, one that you can try at home. Get a bucket of water, some small pieces of styrofoam, a really large or big chunk of styrofoam, a broom, and a pencil. You may want a couple of paper towels or cloth towels, just in case you make a mess. First, toss the small pieces of styrofoam into the bucket of water. Pick up the pencil, use the pencil, and try to stab and hold those small pieces of styrofoam. And you'll notice it's very difficult to do. Then use the broom. Pick up the broom and try to sweep or scoop up the pieces. And it's pretty easy to do as the water passes through those pieces of broom. It's acting just like baleen. So that broom or brush is like the baleen inside of the mouth of a whale. And the small pieces of styrofoam are acting like small microscopic krill. Next, take the large chunk of styrofoam and toss that into the water. Use your broom to try to scoop it up, and you'll find it's kind of hard, not that easy to do. But if you get the pencil, hold it, stab the pencil into the styrofoam and lift it up, it's much, much easier. With this example, the pencil is acting like the tooth of a toothed whale, and that large chunk of styrofoam is acting like a large fish or a seal, which is what toothed whales eat. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of cetaceans, whales, dolphins, and porpoises. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.